This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free. We're launching here into the second hour of the Saturday edition of the program. We are live here taking your calls about virtually anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL, C-A-I, 800-259-9231. We started the show out in the first hour by talking about the insanity of zero tolerance. And I really didn't think, honestly, Mark, when I asked the question about somebody calling in to defend zero tolerance, I didn't really think we were going to get one, but we did.
We got a guy who was very good at it, too, I must say. John made a good run at it.
But he was just defending mindlessness. He was just defending arbitrary, capricious rule over young people. I mean, essentially, the zero tolerance rules are that if you've got anything that resembles a drug or a weapon and you're on a school campus as a student, you can get in some pretty serious trouble as a result of that. It doesn't matter if it's your asthma inhaler, and it doesn't matter if it's a butter knife. Or in this case, it was a 2-inch blade that a young man had who was an Eagle Scout and an honor student. A 2-inch blade he had in an emergency kit in his car. And he lives in upstate New York, so emergency kits are something that's a good idea to have in case you get plowed into a snowbank somewhere and are maybe freezing to death. These are one of the things that emergency kits come in handy for up here. So John was on the line with us, and he was just defending the process. It didn't matter what the kid's status was or what his history was. You know, the punishment must be meted out. Zero tolerance is zero tolerance.
He didn't like the punishment that the kid got, but he basically said, look, everybody has to be run through the system for bringing a weapon, a 2-inch blade. Next week it'll be an 8-inch blade. Next week it'll be a samurai sword, you know, and essentially the same sort of slippery slope argument that has disarmed the nation.
Let's go back to Matt briefly here in Illinois. Matt, I know you had something additional you wanted to add, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I know that the gentleman was trying to defend his job. And it's very difficult to be objective when you're defending your job, your work,
your paycheck.
I don't think he was willing to listen to what people were saying. He wasn't really willing to listen to the other side.
No,
because he had his side and he was stuck in it, and he was stuck in that paradigm, and he just couldn't see what other people were saying. And
right.
So when I brought up that what my children were telling me about their school, and personally, I went to the school a couple of times, and I understood what they meant, because I felt like I was walking into a prison. And when he pushes that off and says that's ridiculous and refuses to listen to what other people are saying, he's just not willing to take into account other people's feelings.
Right. In his world, every cop is a hero, and it's all rose-colored glasses stuff.
It can be tough for some police officers who deal day in and day out with the lowest common denominator to deal basically with normal folks. The world ends up being rule violations for them. And the fact is, their rules, when violated, they can ruin somebody's life. They can make it so a kid caught with a joint cannot get a job in, you know, some job that he wants to get in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, this kid here who gets caught with a 2-inch pocket knife locked in his car, and he wants to go to West Point, and West Point has very strict, entrance guidelines. He may very well not get in for this 20-day suspension.
The rules are the rules, Mark. Law's the law.
Yeah, screw it.
Any other thoughts tonight, Matt?
He could be the next Patton, you know?
I understand that. I'm just hoping that he, in the future, he'll think about this and he'll take into account. I'm hoping that he comes up with some empathy inside of him. I think that's a big problem that people have today, is people don't have empathy. And you need to be able to listen and understand what other people are saying and at least acknowledge that they do have a point.
Thanks,
Matt. Sometimes you can disagree with them, but they can still have a point.
Well said. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. What's your point? Share us with it. Share it with us, at 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls, Dave, listening in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Greetings from high atop of the Purple Mountain Majesties. It was 10 degrees this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yikes. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm all for the zero tolerance, man, but they're using it on the wrong people. the school kids is the other end of the stick. They got to use it on, like, the law enforcement, the politicians, the judicial system.
Well, what do you mean when you say that, when you say zero tolerance on law enforcement?
When they get caught doing something wrong, bang, right out. Or, you know.
Wow. That's, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
and then,
you know.
And then they'll see how it is, and then they'll say they were putting the same thing on kids for an aspirin. There was a story about a girl bought an aspirin to school. She got in trouble.
Absolutely. Zero tolerance for bureaucrats violating the rules.
I like that.
Yeah, also, if you're going to disarm the kids, if you're disarming the kids going into school and disarming the teachers going into school, disarming the administrators going into school, you should disarm the law enforcement officers going into school,
and they
too.
Should all have drug tests taken, too, I think. They're giving all the kids drug tests, I think all everybody that holds political office or any kind of teacher or cop or all them guys.
You know what I like about you, Dave? You're an innovator. I appreciate it.
And
thoughts?
Also,
yes, sir.
What is it now? Here, I was gonna.
I don't know. You got to make notes. Got to make notes. Cause we're short on time. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What is this Obama thing with the Nobel Prize?
Oh, yeah, what a joke, huh?
Well, I think he gave away. See, this is all planned, orchestrated. See, when he gave his little speech saying, you know, he was surprised and everything, he used this one phrase. He says, "It's in cooperation with the affirmation of other countries." See, his whole little gig that he's got going here. This is to give him clout, to give him something under his belt. He ain't got nothing under his belt. The UN is all behind these Nobel Prize.
Well, he's certainly not a man of peace, so it's just laughable right on its face. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You know, Dave mentioned zero tolerance for the bureaucrats, and I think it's a fine idea. I really do. I think that that would be great. But it'll probably never happen.
Sure. I mean, the people that make the rules are not going to make the rules
like that
tough on themselves.
Exactly.
They just don't do that.
Right. They might miss out on their pension then.
Right. You know,
they make a mistake.
They're worried about a 2-inch blade locked in a kid's car. However, a police officer walks around with a gun on his hip in school. I'm just assuming. I don't know. I mean, some kid can't sneak up behind him, grab the pistol, and start shooting.
Well, they've got a to defend the police in this particular case. Most officers, I believe, have a special holster that it's kind of tricky to open up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know this stuff.
Yeah, you need to know how to open it in order to open it. For the officer, it's not a problem. They've practiced at it. It's no big deal. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's essentially like the child-proof holster, basically. Or it's adult-proof. If you don't know how to open it, you'll have a difficult time.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's as I understand it. Maybe not all police departments have that, but it seems to be pretty standard. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But, yeah, the bureaucrats aren't going to play by the same rules. You can find example after example of government bureaucrats, police or city council or whoever, acting out, breaking their own rules, and then just watch as they cover it up. You can just watch as the police department spokesman will blow it off, or they'll say, "Oh, well, we've investigated the situation, and we've found out that our officers were playing by the book." Yeah, sure, they shot that man in the back, but that's okay. Our rules say you can. Whatever our rules say is okay by us. So there's just not, you know, 99 times out of 100 that some bureaucrat is in hot water. It's the water's turned down. It's not so hot anymore. After a few weeks have gone by, eventually they just let the guy out of the hot water and they give him a desk job for a few weeks and they, you know, maybe we'll reassign him to an on-duty patrol. There's very rarely any kind of punishment for these people. And they know that they're completely insulated from any serious punishment. The cop that was on the phone earlier was saying, "Oh, well, you could sue the principal." I mean, if the principal had to make a decision based on factors in the case, if your son got caught with a 2-inch blade in the back of his car, locked in his car as part of a safety kit, and the principal was to look at that and say, "Oh, it's no big deal," and then if he was to catch somebody else with a blade in their pocket after they threaten somebody and punish him, they could be sued for not going the same punishment against those. Right, they'd be discriminating against those kids. And it's nonsense. Most bureaucrats have sovereign immunity. They're completely untouchable. You could sue the school district, but then you're still suing the government in the government's own courts. It's very unlikely you'll win in those cases. And you have to have a bunch of money or know some lawyer that's willing to go up against the state. Which, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's damn difficult. 800-259-9231. You can share whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the live streams. There are broadband versions and dial-up versions of the show. a webcam version, and listen lines. You can now tune in to Free Talk Live anywhere you can dial long distance from. So your cell phone, your home phone, whatever you can dial long distance from. There's all of those details are at listen.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the Free Talk Live listen lines are brought to you by startpage.com.
Yep, you take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. The reason that search engines exist and that they're free, well, is because they aggregate that information. They put cookies on your computer and, well, they sell you. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so let's continue here with your phone calls. Ladies first, Kim is listening in Louisiana to KBYO-FM. Hello, Kim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I just had a story that I might, that I thought you might think was interesting. It's a true story. It happened to me and my son.
Okay, do tell.
He is a good student. He never got in trouble with anything at school, maybe a dress code violation here and there. And bought him a truck for his birthday in November, and in May, they had a police dog come out, and they found a small bag of weed in his truck.
Mm.
And they towed his truck, slapped him with a cuff, charged him with a felony, and suspended him from, suspended him from May to May. He failed all the classes in May, and he can't go back to school until May. He can't go to any other public school in Louisiana.
Could he go and get a GED?
I don't want him to do that. But
why?
Yes, he could.
Why not?
Well, I want him to get his high school diploma somewhere.
There's no difference.
I want him to go to a good college.
But there's
no colleges don't care whether you have a GED or not. And if you went to, especially if you go to a community college for the first 2 years, and then, you know, take all your core requirements significantly more cheaply, and then you can just apply those. The university doesn't care, especially if you've got 2 years under your belt at community college. As a matter of fact, they legally have to take you.
Even with a felony?
Yeah. I don't know about felonies. If it's drug-related, I don't think...
Well, if you're paying for it, they'll take you.
Yeah, I don't know about whether they have to take you with a felony. I know that you are not necessarily eligible for all government grants if you have a drug felony.
What we're trying to say, Kim, is that the GED is equivalent of the high school diploma, and it's pretty easy to attain. So
yeah.
I don't really know why you'd want to send your son back to that same school.
Or homeschool.
I don't want to send him back to the same school, but he wants to go back to show him that, hey, I can come back, and y'all didn't get me. He's 16. He thinks he knows everything. But I taught him all his life, you don't want to get a GED. You want to go on and get your diploma and get your scholarship. And
now, why did you teach him that? Is it because you were told that the high school diploma is somehow better than a GED?
I had some cousins that dropped out of school. And I didn't want him to drop out of school, and they never went and got a GED, and they never did anything.
Yeah.
So I just tried to instill it in him, you don't drop out of school.
Yeah. I think that happens with a lot of kids. They imagine they're going to get a GED. They drop out. They say, oh, yeah, I'll get a GED. And they probably have no intention or it never happens.
But he's out. Let me see if I've understood you right. He's out of school for the remainder of this school year?
Yes. I put him in a boys' home, a group home. So he can get, that's the only place that they would let him get his, that his credits could transfer when he's able to go back to school.
I would highly suggest taking another look at the GED option. He could probably wrap up that GED within this year and be completely done with high school. He could start college a year or so early as a result of this. I would look at this as an opportunity that they've given you the gift of an excuse to not have to go to these awful government schools where they're in.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in danger on a regular basis of something else happening like this. Once he goes back, they may decide they don't like him and they want to target him for something else. So why spend the whole year?
They don't like him. He was dating the school board superintendent's daughter.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and he didn't. And you know, I don't know if this is a mandatory punishment, if it's what y'all are talking about now. But I thought a year was kind of excessive.
That's crazy.
Seems crazy to me.
It's excessive.
The pot was found on the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it was or was not his, but he has a lot of friends. They all hang out. They all ride around. They didn't give him any kind of benefit of the doubt. And sure. He played football and baseball. They had random drug tests all throughout the year. He never failed a drug test. He was not on drugs.
It's hard to not fail the pot test because it stays in your – if you're a regular pot user, it stays in your system for a good 4 weeks or so from what I understand. So you're probably right. It's probably the case. Either he's not using it a lot or whatever. And it doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's just marijuana. It's no big deal.
Yeah. It was a damn gun. Pardon my French.
No, it's all right. I totally understand. Look, take another look into the GED. Take a fresh look at it because I think it's something that could get your son out of the government high school system into college a year or so early, and it could make his life a hell of a lot easier. There's really no reason to graduate with a high school diploma. We were just talking last night about college and how, in many cases, it's not even worthwhile for many people that go to it. And in that discussion, we pointed out that most employers, if you write that you've gotten a high school diploma on your job application, you don't check that. Employers don't check it out to see if somebody has a. You could not have a GED at all, and you could check that you had a high school diploma, and no one would ever check that. So I'm not advocating being dishonest necessarily, but if you've gotten a GED, it's the equivalent. You can go off to community college if that's what he wants to do, and he could do it next year. I thank you for the call. Good luck, Kim. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They plant this in people's heads. They plant this idea that, you got to have a high school diploma. At the very least, you have to have a high school diploma, but you don't have to. In fact, the GED is equivalent, for all things considered, and it's so easy.
If all I was going to achieve was a high school diploma, then I would think that a high school diploma would be good. But if you intended to go on to college, then I, for one, a high school diploma is barely worth anything in this world. I'm sorry, if you're comparing it to college and all this other stuff, I guess I just don't see the value in finishing out school. If you want to go to college, take your GED, go off to community college.
I wish I'd known
more about
that.
Get your 2 years in there.
I wish I'd known more about that as I was wrapping up school.
I feel like the first 2 years at university, unless you have like a scholarship, are just not worth it, unless your parents, living with your parents is so arduous.
Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hey there.
So I was rolling around the internet, and I came across this post about a show on one of your affiliates, WKVK.
Mm-hmm.
This show called Talkback, and I heard about this post on a blog called freekeen.com. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes, that's my blog.
So I was listening to the show and just also listening to earlier on tonight's Free Talk Live, listening to the guy talking about the supporting these zero tolerance policies.
Right.
And it sort of made me think about something. And I guess I hear you're breaking the call.
Yeah, we're going to come back with more here. Whatever you were thinking about, we'll find out in moments. Also talk to you about what you think is interesting and relevant. 800-259-9231, or completely irrelevant. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. We're here live taking your calls. 800-259-9231.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's ALKAZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Still on the topic of zero tolerance, what we started the show out with, the original story was a young man in his, about 17 years old in upstate New York, caught with a 2-inch blade in an emergency kit in the back of his truck, locked in his truck, or locked in his car. And was suspended for 20 days as a result of that. So far, we've had one guy call in to attempt to defend zero tolerance and its mindlessness of essentially treating everybody the same, regardless of what the circumstances are, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they had. This is a policy that you'll find all across the various different government schools in this country. It essentially says that kids can't have anything that resembles a weapon or might be considered a drug, and that includes their inhalers or aspirin unless they begged for permission first from the bureaucrats in order to have the drugs. And, of course, there's completely zero tolerance on the weapons. You can't ask permission for that. So we'll continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Let's go back to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, okay, so to recap real briefly, so I heard your caller earlier promoting zero tolerance, and I had listened to Talkback on WKBK, which you had promoted on your blog, which I guess to briefly describe Talkback, it's just a bunch of bureaucrats generally who are hosting the show who talk about their views, and it's just generally the same type of people who promote that zero tolerance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found interesting is it reminded me of a conversation that, you know, we had a long time ago. I guess it was probably like a month or 2 months ago about voting and what the reasons are for voting. And I realized I never discussed or brought up what my primary reason for voting really is, which is, I know people like Dale and like yourself to some extent, Ian, talk about how it legitimizes the system. And to a certain extent, well, that's exactly why I vote, because I feel like it's going to be the only way to make a peaceful change. When you hear people talk about the activism that's going on in Keene, a lot of these statist people and these zero tolerance people are getting very angry, and they're getting very violent,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing things to the activists. And I think that the only way you're going to have a peaceful transition is if you can give these people a reason to say, look, you've been outvoted. And that's going to be the only way that you're going to have a peaceful solution. Just sole activism isn't going to work. And it's sort of, it, to me, and it makes me wonder, well, then what's the point of the Free State Project if it wasn't originally to try and get people to have this sort of voting power? I mean, that's what the point of gathering all these people together was. At least it was in my mind when I signed up.
Me too.
Well, I'm not necessarily against voting. I voted before, so I think...
I know you are. You took that stance for when we had the conversation originally. I know you're not because you ran for, you tried to run for mayor as nobody, but...
Right.
So,
right.
Obviously,
but I don't necessarily subscribe to the whole voting legitimizes the system thing. I think it's the obedience that that legitimizes the system. I think it's people bowing down that gives the system its power. I don't think voting does anything except essentially allows you to possibly cast some sort of defensive vote in favor of protecting you from the maximum violence that could be enacted upon you. We know that the governments are going to enact violence upon people, and the idea for me for voting, if I'm going to vote for somebody, is to vote for somebody who will minimize the amount of violence. Sometimes there's not a clear choice, in which case I won't cast a vote. But if there is a clear choice, somebody like a Ron Paul, for instance, then yeah, I'll go ahead and vote for that person, because the people that claim that voting legitimizes the system need to just look at the examples of the places where there have been 0% voter turnout. There have been examples of this where it's usually smaller towns, but nonetheless, they'll have 0% turnout. Not even the candidates will come out and vote for themselves. But
also,
yet,
any system that requires 100% compliance is a crappy system.
But yet,
right.
But yet, with 0% turnout, the government never just decides to throw up its arms and say, well, nobody's turned out, so clearly nobody wants us around anymore. We'll just throw in the towel here and go home. So I agree with you, Johnson. I don't think that voting is going to save the day necessarily, but I think that you're right. I don't think that it's something that should be written off. And I have said that I don't think the political system here, at least in New Hampshire, should be written off. I think in other places it's probably very difficult to get a hold of, like in California, for instance, where the so-called representative are representing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, which, you know, as we know, it's impossible to represent two people accurately. So I think there's a big difference between New Hampshire's political system and other political systems around the country. But I think you're right. Any other thoughts for us?
I think it's, you know, I think also if you're a peace activist, that it's something that even if you find it distasteful or find that it legitimizes the system to a certain extent, which I think that it does, you know, I know you said you just went on that long spiel about how it doesn't legitimize the system, but I do think to a certain extent it legitimizes the idea of majority rule. And you know what? For the people that believe in majority rule, they're never going to stop believing majority rule. And if we can get these people to peacefully either move on or sit down and stop hurting other people simply by having a majority, then I think that's what needs to happen.
Well, Johnson, I hope you'll head that up here, because I think that we've seen a lot of activism, at least here in the Keene area of New Hampshire, and of course we're talking about the Free State Project, this movement of thousands of liberty-oriented people all gathering in one geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen. The Keene area has, which is where we're doing the show from, has attracted more of an outside-the-system activist, somebody who's not so interested in politics and voting. But I think that what we're probably going to see in the next year or two is more inside-the-system people coming here to Keene and really giving the politicos here something to be concerned about, because they really aren't that concerned about the outside the system people. They're frustrated by them, but they're not too concerned as far as their own system is concerned. I think one of the other things that you're going to see is that people are the statists and the government people that are here in the area are getting pretty serious about it. There was one of the callers to the show you're talking about, which you can hear at freekeene.com, the local show, did say that she thought that the liberty activists should start to be taken seriously. seriously. They're not, to her, they're not a joke anymore. And I think that's one of the effects that the outside the system civil disobedience activists can have on the status, is it can frustrate the status to the point where they just say, screw this, I'm out of here. Because right now, a lot of the status are very, we're going to have to let you go. A lot of the status are very frustrated by some of the, what's happening to every single day down in the central square here in Keene is a 420 smokeout, cannabis celebration, people gathering together in public, smoking cannabis out of everything that, you know, from joints to bongs to pipes to various different, somebody even brought out a hookah the other day.
And not the best device to smoke from which to smoke marijuana. A hookah is a tobacco smoking device.
And actually, it was being tobacco was being smoked out of it. But nonetheless, it was interesting seeing a hookah being smoked in the gazebo in the town square. So this is going on. It's very frustrating to a lot of the inside the system status, the entrenched status. And they're upset because the police aren't coming out and cracking down. They want a crackdown. They want violence. They're agitating for that. They want some new regulation to be created. This is what they were talking about last week on this talkback program. They want a new regulation or a new ordinance come up with to prevent people from meeting in the park without a permit, that sort of thing. And so they're trying to come up with some sort of violent way to stop the marijuana smokers.
That is the tough thing for people that want to use laws to solve problems, is that gosh darn Bill of Rights and the right of people to peaceably assemble. And, you know, they've done a pretty good job with the Supreme Court. The Constitution being written so that the Supreme Court, rather than the people actually deciding what the laws say, the Supreme Court decides what the Constitution says. And they believe that rights can be attenuated is the term that they mean, which means that the crap that was written down, we don't believe in it. We'll decide when it applies.
So what I'm saying is I think that eventually the outside the system, civil disobedience, non-cooperation stuff may frustrate a lot of the entrenched status to the point of saying, screw this, I'm moving back to Massachusetts. Or I'm moving back to New York State or Vermont or wherever.
Bye-bye, status, go back to Long Island.
Whatever status hole they crawled out of. And I think that is a very, very tangible positive effect, the direct positive effect that the outside the system activism can have. And I think that it's going to require both. I think that achieving liberty in our lifetime is going to require both. It's going to require people breaking bad laws that don't deserve to be obeyed in public, people non-cooperating when the government demands things of them, and at the same time, playing their little political game. You might as well, they set it up for you, you might as well play it, because the news media gives you free attention. Even if you're like me and you don't even plan on taking office, I ran as nobody. My intention was to not take office, to get on the ballot in that way, and they did everything they could to keep me off the ballot because, oh my, what would have happened if I won? Anyway, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring it in.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sickle CAI.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Sagal CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Sagal's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. Sagal CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, still to come, we still have to address zero tolerance from a solutions perspective. We've heard a lot of people and their thoughts on weapons and school and the asinine policy, in my opinion, of zero tolerance. But what to do about it? Don't let me forget to address that, Mark. 800-259-9231. We're still going to take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. And we'll go to Cooper in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Cooper, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Cooper?
I just wanted to weigh in on the zero tolerance issue here. And
yes, sir. As an Eagle Scout.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Eagle Scout, I bring my pocket knife with me everywhere I go, work, school. I had it with me all 4 years of high school.
Really?
Never had a problem with it.
So did your high school not have a zero tolerance policy?
Oh, they certainly did.
How did you get away with it?
I just never threatened anyone with it.
Well, did you keep your mouth shut? Did you tell your friends you had it? Because usually that's all it takes is to just tell some blabbermouth that you have it, and then they go and tell somebody else who tells the principal.
I'm sure I told my friends about it, but they never had any problem with it. My brother actually had a problem with this exact same situation. He had his pocket knife with him, you know, never intended to use it, same as me. He's a scout.
Mm-hmm.
And someone told the principal or the dean on him, and he got the knife taken away. He got suspended. I don't remember what the punishment was, but my dad got called about it. But then he was able to pick it up, like, the end of the day and went home.
You know, I think that this is what a reasonable principal does in this circumstance, is they confiscate the, you know, they've got their rules, which is the zero tolerance thing or whatever. They confiscate the knife. They tell the kid, look, you can't have a knife on campus. And they hold it until the end of the day. They give it back to him.
Yeah, and next time, kid, don't tell us you do. Because the guy we were talking about, the 17-year-old Eagle Scout honor student who got caught with a knife, 2-inch blade in the back of his car, locked in his car in an emergency kit, he did admit to it. When he was questioned, he answered, and he told them the truth. You're better off not answering the question. You're better off not... you can't really get in trouble in high school for lying to the principal in that particular case. So I would say either don't answer or tell them.
But scouts
don't
tell lies.
Yeah.
And when asked by authority figures, it's going to be difficult for a scout to say, hey,
yeah, I understand.
Stick it, Buster.
Cooper, would you have a problem saying, no, there's no knife in the back of my car? I don't know where you would have heard that.
I would definitely not have had a problem with lying to my bureaucrats. They lie to me all the time.
There you go.
That's what they do for a living.
Exactly. Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, I just thought it was interesting that the New York has this crazy no tolerance policy, and I grew up really close to Columbine High School when that all happened, and I brought my pocket knife with me every day, and they have a fairly lax, I guess, quote unquote, weapons policy. I just find that interesting.
Thanks for sharing tonight, Cooper. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to, I believe, Gene, the Christian anarchist, is with us in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I got three quick points. I know you're busy, and I know it's Saturday.
All right, go for it.
Number one, and it's all regarding the zero tolerance. Number one, I'm at a high school band competition right now, and the girls out on the field have rifles and swords that they're spinning around and throwing up in the air. So,
well, that's dangerous. Someone could get hurt. Wait, why are they cracking down on the cheerleaders?
Yeah, well, of course, they're fake rifles and swords. But, the tolerance thing, I've heard of people getting in trouble for drawing a gun on a piece of paper. So,
that's true. You know, but wait a minute. What are they called? The color guard? What's that called? Those aren't cheerleaders. Yeah. What are they called?
They're the color guard.
Okay.
And secondly, second point, all of the kids who drive to school have a tire iron in their trunk, or most of them do, if they've got all the equipment they need to change their tire.
Right.
I'll take a tire iron over a 2-inch knife any day. And number three, I'm not terribly old. Mark mentioned that in the old days gone by, people could take guns to school, and I don't consider myself extremely old. And I used to take a rifle to school in eighth grade for rifle club once a week.
What'd you do with it?
This was in the 60s. And I would take the thing on a city bus. I would ride the city bus to school with my rifle in its case in 1964, I believe. No, maybe it was 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the St. Paul City buses.
Wow.
So I wasn't living in a rural area. I was in the capital city of the state of Minnesota.
40 years ago. That's over 40 years ago. And so,
where did you park the gun during the day?
You know, my memory is a little fuzzy. I can't remember, but I think our rifle club had a room, one of the rooms designated for that purpose, and we would just walk into the school with our rifles and drop it off wherever the heck we were supposed to drop it off, and at the end of the day, we had our rifle shoot underneath the school.
So,
We were trained in the safe handling of firearms in the eighth grade.
But now, wait a minute. Let me play a little hardball with you here, Gene. See if I can take the position of maybe that cop that was on the line earlier. What about when kids got into fights? I mean, certainly kids must have gotten into fights back then. Aren't you a little worried that one of them would have picked up their rifle and decided to plink another one of their classmates?
You know what? Kids did get into fights back then, surprisingly enough. And you know that you probably could find an incident if you went back through the records of some eighth grader shooting another eighth grader. I'm sure it happens. You know what? It happens today as well, even with the zero policy. In fact, it probably happens more today with the zero policy than it ever did when we had as youngsters.
I bet that's true. But you never experienced anything like that. I mean, even in the fights that you'd gotten into, they never got that down and dirty.
Never experienced anything like that. An eighth grade student, an eighth grade child is capable of rational thought if you give them some responsibility. It's treating them like babies that makes them act like babies.
I agree completely with that statement. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's really one of the biggest problems, I think, today with the way young people are treated, is they're treated like children. All the way up through the point where they're getting out of college, they're treated like children. And I love how Gene put that. If you treat them like babies, they're going to act that way. If you treat them like children, they'll act that way. That's why you see these petulant youths in their teens that just seem so shiftless and lazy and do nothing, because they're not allowed to grow up. By law, they're prevented from growing up. They can't go get a job, even if they want one, because they're prevented by federal statutes from getting a job. No employer's going to hire them. They can't, legally.
You know, I had a job when it was... I basically illegal. I had a job from the age of 12, and I feel that it was, you know, very valuable. It taught me some skills that kids just don't have that are in high school, getting out of high school.
Like, you don't learn that in school. You don't learn how to interact with people that aren't your age in school, and you barely learn how to interact with people your age in school.
You don't learn how to interact with people that are customers from whom you're making money. You don't learn that kind of I don't know how to describe it. That kind
you have
of
to
give
be humble
and,
to
that,
some extent.
Yeah, that give and take that goes on. It's top down authoritarianism, and from the teacher to the student. You respect me, kid, or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Yep.
And then the principal's, you respect me, or I'm going to paddle your butt and whatever. That doesn't prepare a kid for the interactions that they're going to have in the real world, where you treat me with respect, or I'm not coming back to your store.
So what do you do about zero tolerance? Well, you're not going to find a solution in the government school system, because the only way you could possibly change their system is to work within it to go and run for the school board and have your buddies run for the school board and try to rally enough people to vote for you to possibly take over. And who knows, maybe it's not even a school board decision. Maybe it's a state level decision. I don't know how it's all done across the country, because it's probably different. But maybe you have to take over the legislature in order to do that. You're talking about a very difficult process. It would make more sense to just keep your kids the hell out of the government schools, keep them in a homeschooling situation or unschooled, as Bodhi was telling us about last night, and give them the opportunity to learn the things they're interested in at their own pace, or send them off to a private school where they'll get a decent education. Now you might be saying, well, I can't afford to do those things. Well, then we really are in a tough spot, aren't we? Because we're forced to pay for the government schools. It doesn't matter what we think about them. It doesn't matter how awful we believe that they are, we know that they are, and how destructive they can be to a young person's self-esteem or to their potential. But even if you're frustrated with the government schools, there's not a damn thing you can do. You'll still have to pay for it, because they're going to take your house from you if you don't. Around here, it's 60% of property taxes. In your area, it's 80%, Mark.
That's correct.
60 to 80% of property taxes go to the government schools. I don't have kids. I would never send them to the government school. You have a young, almost 2-year-old, Mark, and you're not going to send him to the government school, but yet you're paying thousands of dollars every single year to pay for the system that you don't believe in. I think the only solution there is to get together with enough like-minded parents and just stop paying. And then let them try to take a dozen parents' houses and see what happens. 800-259-9231, but, you know, that'll take risk. And most people aren't willing to do that. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.